With love, laughter, and plenty of jokes, one American-based cycling team says they have found the recipe for success by creating a family rather than a team atmosphere. Many of the cyclists for the Hollow Wesco Citadel Racing Team says no other group they've been on comes close to the brotherhood they currently feel.
Yeah, I've been on a few different teams before this, and other teams are good, but this team has got something different that everyone is trying to, every other team is trying to do it, but they can't do it. This is the only team that's doing it. That's why they win so much.
Trust me, like, with all the other teams I've been on, like, nothing is like this. Nothing. All those guys, they said the same. Like, we've never been on a team like this where you actually, it really is like a family. And, like, even when I'm home with my family, like, I miss these guys.
That was cyclist John Murphy and TJ Eisenhart, two of the team's newest members. According to the USA Cycling Board, the team is currently ranked second in the 2017 men's cycling team standings. Murphy says he believes it's because of the high energy and positivity that encircles the team. Founded upon the ideas of having fun, working hard, and growing together, Brian Doge, the team's head DJ and masseuse, says many teams only compete to get their cyclist to the finish line, but he says cycling is more than just a gold medal to Hollow Wesco Citadel.
It's great when you have a team that it doesn't matter who it is, anybody can win. Not all the teams are like that.
Yeah, that's what makes it more like a family vibe too, is like you don't care who's going to win, like as long as it's hot, like you actually want someone else to win as well.
Thomas Craven, the team's director, says that's what makes his team different, is their excitement to support each individual bike racer.
There's a certain amount of excitement of going to the events. There's a certain amount of disappointment if we don't, you know, succeed. But, you know, the thrill and the jubilation of winning a race is something that you can't ever recreate in anything that you do. And this team, you know, when you do that, it's like, you know, you immediately look for your buddies, your team, your family. You come running to them, and it's those moments you're like, yes, that's what we did. We did it again.
Cyclists Tyler Magner and Murphy have won two of the four stages during the Larry H. Miller Tour of Utah. Other members of the team have placed within the top 25 in each leg of the seven-day race. The tour ends this Sunday at the state capitol in Salt Lake City. It's no big deal. It's no big deal. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Haley Hendricks.